parasha, we have the parasha of Kabbonis, Meadas. One of them being Karban of Rosh Chodesh. Pasuk says that Schenim, Balei Taisvis. It says the pasuk Eilam Moed Hashem Asher Tikru Aisa. So he says Ein Mikri Aisa LePshutai, and we say it means Tikru Aisa means Kriya Satayra. Here's a remez, the Kriya of the Mayadas, the Maftir of the all the Mayad, we the carbon of the, that Yomtiv, Rosh Chodesh included, because Rosh Chodesh is also called the Mayad. It says Karalai Mayit, therefore that's there's a smach for the Indian of Kriya Satayra of the Parash Miyadis Kun Rish Chaydish. So now we'll talk a little bit about the Seder of the Kriya Rish Chaydish, and in the Indian we'll get on to a different Kriya of Rish Chaydish, Kriya Zahala, which according to Ben Tam, in the bracha, he makes a tzushtel to Kriya, to Kriya Satayra. So, is even
making a bracha?
When I can say Rishab, what?
Making a bracha now?
You're making a bracha. Well, that's what we're going to discuss. Why do you make a bracha? There are shittas that you make a bracha, yes. Whether you like it or not. Okay? So that's hopefully what we'll do today. So now, this is a very interesting discussion. What, how do you break up this, the aliyas for Rish Chodesh? And it's really, our minug is really very, not the minug in Eretz Yisrael, the minug grub, but the minug chutz la'aretz is really problematic. And it's very funny why that became the minug. The Mishnah says, on Rish Chodesh, there are four aliyas. There's no Haftar. Now, the problem is like this. Because what do we read on Rosh Chodesh? So we read, so there's three parashas that we read. There's sitter in the house. Clean sitter. Oh. All right. Huh? What's sitter?
I just got it.
So we read.
I think it does have it.
Maftas from Rav Yom HaShabbos. What? Maftas
from
Rav Yom HaShabbos. Okay, but it's just Yom HaShabbos. So, the kids, we read three parashas. The first parash, Tavitz Menei Yisrael, Madlaim, Eskabab, Bani Lach, Misha, that's eight psukim. The second parash we read is Yom HaShabbos, which is two psukim. And then we get to Rosh Chodesh, which is five psukim. Yeah. So the question is, Gemara's done. How do we split it up? So the first, the Karbin Lachmi, that's the Karbin Parash of Talmud. Second parash is Shabbos, Yom HaShabbos. Okay, that's two psukim, and then there's five. So you need four aliyas out of these psukim, out of these 15 psukim. Okay, which is not a problem. Each liya is only three. The problem is, though, how do you split it up? What's the problem? So Gemara says, Hechinat, if you're going to read the first parasha, which is eight psukim, you're going to read two aliyas. If each one's going to read three, and you're going to leave, it means they're going to do six, you're going to leave over two. Okay, for the next guy. But the problem, Ein Mishayrim, Parsha Pachas Mishloish Pesukim. You can't stop two Pesukim before the end of a Parsha. Why? Gezer of the Yaitzim. Because someone might leave after the second Aliyah. And then he'll think that the next guy is going to read two Pesukim. What right does he have to think that? Kasha Maisa. Yes, and there's, you read six Pesukim, there are two left. So now what's going to happen? The guy that's going to leave in the middle, he'll think the next guy is going to read two Pesukim, which is a problem. You have to read these three Pesukim. El Maisa, what's the eight? So you read four and four. Okay, so now what are you left with? Two from Yom HaShabbos, five from Rosh HaShechem. That's seven. Okay? Now, how are you going to break it up? Because it's five and two. So you're going to read two for Yom HaShabbos, and you want to read, let's say, four and four. So you read two and two. So it means you're stopping within two psukim of the parasha of Rosh HaShechem. You stop within two psukim. It means the last aliyah is going to read two psukim into the parasha. He'll start from Visar, right? But then he's starting within three psukim to a parasha. That's also a problem of Gezeres HaNechnasim. Because the guy that starts within two psukim away from a pei or from a samach into the parasha, the guy that comes in sees, oh, he's reading two psukim into the parasha. Oh, it must be the guy before him read only two psukim. Again, I'll think that you can only read two psukim. So there's a built-in problem over here based on the amount of psukim in these three parashas, that the way it's divided up, it's 8, 2, and 5. It's impossible to divide it in a way that you're not going to either stop within two psukim or start within two psukim. That's the problem that the Gemara grapples with. Okay? So the Gemara brings down a similar problem we have by the Mamadois. There was a contingent of Klal Yisrael. They used to go and daven for the Karbanis, and they used to have Kriyas HaTorah also. So every day they read a different parasha. So the first day they read Bereishis and Vayirakia. So you have the same problem over there. Why? So it says Bereishis Bishnayim, Vayirakia is Be'echad. Okay. So the same problem. Why? Yerukia is wonderful. Three psukim. Bereishis is five psukim. Again, how are you going to get two aliyahs out of five psukim? You need three psukim. Karev to alikir pachs mshashim psukim. So the Gemara over there says Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Dailik, Shmuel says Paisik. What does that mean? Dailik means you skip, you go back, you read again one pasuk the first guy read, and Paisik means You stop in the middle of the pasuk. In other words, there's five psukim. The first guy reads 2.5, and the second guy reads 2.5. Even the Gemara says kol pasuk shel pasuk mayish la'anan le'paskinan, but it's the yafshir over here. You're stuck. You don't know what to do. And the Rav says, no. What you do is the second aliyah goes back and reads over one pasuk that the first guy already read. And that's how you get two aliyahs out of five psukim. Now, when the Gemara says, the Gemara brings in into the discussion, Gabim Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara brings in Rav and Shmuel, so the Rif learned, and the Gemara comes out, Hilchsha Hilchasamai, so the Gemara says, Hilch Doilig, Vemtsai Doilig. You go back, you skip one, and who does that? Vemtsai. So, the question is, what are we talking about? This Hilchasa, is that talking about the Mamadis, or is that talking about Rosh Chodesh? So the Rif says, it's talking about Rosh Chodesh. Lefi Rav. Yeah? The second Aliyah. Right? Yeah, we had 8 Pesukim in the first Parsha. And if we divide it 4 and 4, we get messed up by the other Parshas. Right? So, in other words, so Elamai, if you get 3 out of the first one, so what are you going to do? So the first guy is Vidashem Moshalayim. It's Avim B'nai Yisrael. V'mart Aleyim. And the second Aliyah is going to start to go back to V'mart Aleyim. Dailig. And then he'll read 3 and 3. And then there's a problem. No, that's how to rip Paskins. And that's Emtsai Dailig is the second guy. So you have 4 Aliyahs. 3 Aliyahs is from the first parasha. Because the second aliyah went back one pasuk and the first guy already read. Okay? Therefore, and the fourth guy reads the Yom HaShabbos Rosh HaChecha. And I believe that's what they do in Chutz La'aretz. Correct? Anybody heard it? Now, that's what Riff learns. And that's the Kapasa Shulchan Aruch.
Doesn't she start off with one pasuk and then moves off to two on Shabbos? No, where? In the Rosh Chodesh, Chazayin. I don't think so. It's surely do that. Let's see. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Tov Chav Gimel, Kayan Gil Psuk, Medabit Sava Marta, Velevi Chayze Va Marta, Vakaris Kevas Echva Siris. Yisrael Kair Oilas Tamid Rosh Hashechem Urvi Hashechem Ad Saif. The third guy does what? Oilas Tamid and Til Rosh Hashechem, including Shabbos. Fine, but that's...
Yeah, again, how is the second guy able to end with less than...
Fine, he just added Yom HaShabbos, it doesn't make a difference. Yom HaShabbos go either way. Yeah. But the dilog over here was on the Vamarta. The third pasuk is read twice, and then he has the third guy has three to the end of the parsha.
And if I believe he stops with one pasuk less of that parsha, which is...
No.
Yom HaShabbos
is a different parasha? Yom HaShabbos is a different parasha. There's three parashas.
Levi stops with one parasha left, with one pasuk left.
No.
With Olas HaTamid, no?
Levi starts Vamarta, yeah? It's a keves, Basiris.
And Yisrael has left Olas HaTamid in two shots.
Olas HaTamid, and it's a keves. No, there's three psukim. There are eight psukim all together.
Oh.
We're eight together. The Levi stops three sukkim for the end. Yisrael finished those three, and he adds Yom HaShabbos. Okay, now so, but there's a big problem with this. What is the big problem with this? Because the problem is that we still have that he's still starting within three. Right, when you go back, Vamarta, you're starting within three. So you didn't solve the world's problems by doing this, right? You're starting within three. It's a gzeira of the Nechnasim. They'll say that the last guy only read two. And the Ramban is talking to man this, and he says, so you didn't accomplish your goal, right? Elmer, you want to tell me because there's no Eitzah. Like by my mother, there's no Eitzah until we do this, right? But still, he says, you have an Eitzah here. If you're being dialogue anyway, says the Ramban, we have a simple Eitzah. And that's the Pell in this whole sugi. What's the Eitzah? He says, no, Elmai would tell me because you're stuck, right? If you just tell me because you're stuck, so then why be dialogue B'chal? If you tell me you have no Eitzah. So, okay, so there'll be Nechnas and Eitzah. What are you going to do? But in that case, just read straight. What you do? The third guy, two first read four pesukim each from the first parasha. The third guy should read Yom HaShabbos and one passing Rosh Hashanah. You tell me you have no Eitzah. You're stuck. You're stuck. So okay. So let the Binechnas be Eitzah. Just like by my mothers. So but why go back on Vamarta? Why go back? Why read the pasuk twice? Read the first parasha two aliyahs. The Yisrael should get Yom HaShabbos and one pasuk in Rosh Hashanah. Because anyway, you're stuck. Therefore, the Ramban says that when the Gemara discusses Ram and Shmuel, it's only got my mother. It's not got Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, and the. And it's only like, well, it's not Gebir Shchaydish. Gebir Shchaydish, you don't have to be Dailah. You don't have to be Dailah. Now.
Why would we read the first pasuk of Sheikh on top of it?
What?
Because then if I just read, if the third guy read, Yom HaShabbos, and he read one pasuk of Sheikh on Sheikh, and then I'm nervous about the people leaving.
Right.
So how does that?
The same thing, you have no choice though. The same thing, no choice. Now, it's interesting because another question Rabban asked in the Gainim, which is the Rif, that if you're being dialogue anyway, So you have an Eitzah that you have no problem. Again, the first parasha has eight psukim, second one, two, third one, five. Right? So let that you read four and four. The third guy will read three psukim. He'll be dialog three psukim. Yeah? And he'll have Yom HaShabbos. So this way you have no problem. He'll start Oilus Tamid, Viniskoi, Veisa Kefes, and then we'll read two from Yom HaShabbos. And then there's no problem, no Nechnasim and no Yaitzim. So, what? Why not? If you bring Dalit anyway, what's the difference between one Pasuk and Dalit three Pasuk? But this way you solve the problem. If you Dalit one Pasuk, yeah, then you have a problem of Nechnasim. We go back to Bamarita, the guy that's coming and thinks they read two. Right? So, Chari is bad if we Dalit three Pasuk and to avoid all problem. Right? So that's the Rambam's problem with the Gaonim, but it's even more difficult than the Rambam himself. That the Rambam himself comes out that you could just read straight, and the guy to God the Yom HaShabbos reads one pasuk and the Yom HaShechem. Why didn't he say to do his Eitzah? In other words, he could do the Eitzah. Why not? Fine, but that's the problem with the Rambam. Now, so the Rajba, the Chayiv the Rambam has a big kasha in them. If you're being doilig anyway, so then if you have the problem of the Chnasim, so then why don't you just read straight? So that the Rajba answers a simple teretz. Because if you're going to be doilig v'amarta, you go back one, right? And he's starting within three. Say it, it's one problem of the Chnasim. But if you do what the Rambam says, that the third leash you read B'yam HaShabbos and one pasuk in the Rosh HaShechem, then you have two problems. A problem the Rajma has with the Ramban is that there's a big question of it. If we feed the Ramban, what's the Gemara's whole discussion over here? Hilchus Aman. If somebody has a Mamad, it's Hilchus Mashicha. Right? If it's a we don't have a Mamad today, so what's the Gemara claiming? Hilchus we pass like Rav and Shmuel, what's in the Geir? Elamite's in the Geir because the Geir is Chaydish. The Geir is Chaydish. That's when we get the Dalag or Paisa. Tell Akapanim. So that's the Machlaikis, Rishainim, the Maisa, how to do it. The Gainim Mishita is that you go back Vamarta, yeah? And that's how you solve the problem. If either Ramban, you can just read straight. Now, the Gain, which feed the Ramban, you still have a problem, you can read straight, you still have a problem that the fourth Aliyah is starting within three Pesukim. The Gain, the Chayra does, and that's doing Eretz Yisrael, and the Gain has the Eitz to do it without any problem at all. And what's that? The Gain to concourse with Sechel Seifrim. The first Ali is Reidah B'tzav Amarta. The second one is Keves Echa, Sirius Oilus Nisrei, as Keves, and he goes to the end of the Parsha, 3 and 5. And the third one goes back, 3 Pesukim, like we said before. There's a third Aliyah, could go back three Pesukim, then continue on to Yom HaShabbos, and then you can have the amount of Pesukim you need, and you don't have to end up, you don't have to stop within three, you're not starting within three. That's why this whole thing is a pillow. Chari, you have an Eitzah. Unless, like, Yo-Yo said, you didn't want to go be done three Pesukim, but that solves the problem. Why shouldn't you do that? So that's how they're going Paskins. And that's talking in the minute in Eretz Yisrael. What? The third aliyah goes back to Oilas Tamid. Right, that's Shlishia. Goes back to Oilas Tamid. Then he reads another two, Yom HaShabbos, and the third, fourth aliyah goes to Rosh HaShanah.
That's it. That's it.
That's a nukshash that Gemara never discusses. Gemara only discusses starting within three.
Okay.
You do it three. That's the whole point. That's no problem.
A person coming in will be like, oh.
Fine, I'm saying, but okay, but maybe. Okay, I hear it. It's a good point. If you're the guy, you still have a potential problem. It's not mamish the problem with the mother. The mother only says it's solid in three. He's saying, though, since he knows it's the third Aliyah, Master Heisen knows the third Aliyah. What? They called Yisrael. Maybe he came late. Maybe there was no Kayin.
We'll find out the Kayin.
He's saying it still is a problem. He knows it's the five Pesukim. The third Aliyah is not Eilis. And there's a five Pesukim before, so I think that two people got that Aliyah. Okay, that's a nice chat. Now, the Beralacha, after he's done the whole sukkah, the guy and everything, he says that even the Ramban, after Ramban was Hirish is Kol Mefarsh, he made a whole tumult with huge riches in Ramban, slug up the whole thing with the guy in him. He himself writes that Shein Liga B'mashin Hunugapia Gainim, we don't mess with the Gainim. And Mela, and you know there's no Isser over here, Kitzer, Aishana of Temachlaikis, as the Berlocha comes out, Taka, not like the Gain, but in Israel, they took the minute of the Gain. Now, just one more point in the Kriya before we get to the Halal, that is, why don't we read B'yayim HaShabbos every Shabbos for Aftaira? Aftaira for Yom Tif is the carbon of that Yom Tif. So why isn't the Aftaira of Shabbos the Aftaira of the carbon of Shabbos, which is B'yayim HaShabbos? That's the question. So Das Gain in Baltais over there talks about this also. Then he says, because Lefi, what he said before, it's totally the Moyed. What's the mark of a Kriyas HaTaira? Right? And Shabbos is not called a Moyed. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moyed. Shabbos is not called a Moyed. Therefore, there's no Kriya of B'yayim HaShabbos on Shabbos.
When it lists all the Moedim, doesn't it list Shabbos first? And then.
It does. Discussion about that. What did he answer? Let's discuss. What's the answer? I remember now. Okay. First, talk about that. There's a guy over there. And what does the guy say?
Doesn't
okay. Another tarot, he says, is that all the other kabbanis is a kapara. The carbon time is kapara. Yeah, because the famous Gemara that Avraham Avinu was told, Avraham Avinu asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, "But ma'ei da kereshenu?" Meaning, how does Kadosh Baruch Hu promise the marriage to Israel? How does he know we're going to get it? In other words, what was he worried about? The Klai Yisrael might not have disclosed. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Chali Egin." What was the answer? "Chali Egin Moshaleshes." Meaning, the disclosed kabbonis is what's going to save Klai Yisrael. Rambam Yehuda says, "Tenech Matan Shem Bezin Shkayim." Matan Shem Bezin Shkayim. They're not a disclosed kabbonis. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him that if you can read the parasha kabbonis, "Malani Alechem Kilu Hikrivam Lefanai Mechapra Lehem." So you have the kapara of the kabbonis, idea of the kriya. Now, all the mayada is. It says kapara. So he's mechel chaper. Shabbos doesn't say kapara. It says the das kainim. Therefore, the whole point of the kriya of the kabbonis is to have the kapara. That should be mekayim to bringing it. So mele, you don't have a Shabbos. Shabbos is not a kapara. That's the second teretz das kainim. So. Another Torah, Taisa Megillah, says that Din's only has two psukim, You have to read at least three. And you can't start one pasuk from before or one pasuk in the next parasha. So Mela. Oh no, it's not, you can't add parasha before. Is you want to do three pesukim from before? Is you going to do three pesukim? Right? Because it's no shaykhis, it's Shabbos. You know, you can't just add some random pesukim. So Mela, there's no kriya on Shabbos, of Yemesh Shabbos. Military says that because the haftar is always connected. The haftar is always connected to the maftir, right? So if you can always read the Yom Shabbos, you can have to have the same haftar every week. I guess it'd be boring. So therefore, they didn't have the maftir of Shabbos. In other words, you want to have the haftar connected to the parsha and not the Shabbos.
It's always connected to the maftir as opposed to
the
listening.
What?
People are listening very well to that
third. Apparently, that, you know, I guess that was the point, at least in the Nishan Takana, the idea was that people will listen. Otherwise, somebody would have made
the
Takana.
Wasn't the Takana
negative?
What? How is it negative
after those investors? What do you mean? To the last thing. You do it to the last thing.
Wasn't the third negative because they weren't able to read the Torah?
Aftira, okay.
Again,
there's
one
master. Because there was no original no Chris Tyrus, then. It's another Aftira. They want to connect it to what was. Right? To what was supposed to be. That's not random circum.
The whole part rather than.
What?
So I'm saying the whole part rather than master.
But it was the mouth was a separate kriya though. The last kriya was this. So it's connected to the last kriya. Oh, you're right. They're right. Okay, I'm saying.
Right. According to
the answer,
it's only two pesukim. Why can't we connect the parsha above? Parsha above it is just from
Talmud.
So that's in your view. You do it every day.
I do it anyway. You are being that carbon. So what's that saying? That's not minyan. It's not minyan the Shabbos though. It's not minyan Muslim.
Do it.
I'm saying it's not Muslim. It's not the Muslim of Shabbos.
You can read it twice, you know?
We go twice.
On Purim, we read the last pasuk twice.
Which last pasuk? Sorry,
not
least. For what?
Okay, so read Shabbos twice.
Read Yom HaShabbos twice. Read Yom HaShabbos twice. But not that we parted the pesukim, though. That
you only read for the
you 10. Read it twice, but you need three. You need three psukim, that's between new psukim. Okay, can't be just one but three times, it's three psukim. Kana is at least three psukim, three different psukim. Okay, that's as far as Kriyas HaTorah is concerned. Now, in Kriyas HaHalel, there's some very interesting discussions. As far as the Iker is the child of the bracha, that's a big discussion. Do you make a bracha on Halel of Rish Chodesh? What? Okay, I'm not asking for a psak. Let's learn the sugya. So first of all, the Rosh Hashanah starts off over here because the Gemara, the Halel is a minute. That's before the Gemara time. We'll see the Gemara in Barichas in a minute. That's where everything starts. The fact that the Kriyas HaHalel on Rish Chodesh is a minha. Now, the remez that the Gaonim brought down the Shvar Leket, bring down remez for Kriyas HaHalel on Rosh Chodesh. But until it says, Alukel B'Kachai, so there it says 12 times Halel. Okay, here's a little bit of grace, a little bit of good light, counted up as 12 times. Now, can I get the Yud Beis Chadashim? And we say Kol Shem Halal Ka, that's connected to the Chodesh Ibur. That's why I say it twice. So Bichodesh has a Kasha. Now on this one month, we don't say Halal. There's one Rish Chodesh, we don't say Halal.
Oh,
no.
Tishrei.
Right? The Gemara says, Melech Yesh, like he say, Din, Mesif Chaim, Mesif Mason. Psuchim lefanav Yisrael and Mishira, the Gemara says. So in fact, the Pichadash on the Gainim, how can you tell me there's 12 times Remes, the 12 Chadashim, there's one Chadash we don't say? What? What?
Both one, but other 11
months, so that you never put them in. Okay. So he says, the Achruchan says that the Shtik mistake. He said, because the Pshat is that really the Chiddush Halavana is that itself is the Halo. It doesn't mean that we say Halo. Because that's the chiddush is the howl which we're saying howl on. It says in the Klai Yisrael is nimshut tolvana that it goes down, it goes up again, it disappears, it comes back, it always come back. So meila, that itself is the shvakash baruch hu by Klai Yisrael. So meila, even the Abin Rosh Hashanah also. Okay, because of that shach we say howl, but it's not that the howl the rem is the howl itself. The howl is because of what the shrach is about, yeah.
Did you say before that it's called the Hatal and
it's
called
the Hatal? Right. So that we missed. We said, it's called, we say twice, Kol Hashem Kal Kal, but Kol Hashem, we say twice, Kol Hashem. That's for the Ibriyot. Echtesi?
Echtesi?
What? So, now, what's the Gemara in kindness over there? We said it's a minute. The Gemara brings down over like this. That they're talking about Gabe and Megillah's Tainis, you say when you're not fast, you say why Ech Benissen, I mean my mother's over there, because there's Halal Kar Musaf. So look, Mark, that Halal of Rosh Chodesh is not the Raisa. Why? Because Mark says Gemara Erechin Shmona Siyam Yochid Goyim Rebbe's Halal. What are 18 days a year? In Eretz Yisrael, we say Halal Shalom. Shmos Me'achad, 8 days for Sukkot, 8 days Chanukah, first day of Pesach, and Shavuos. And in Chutz La'aretz, it's 21 because you have an extra day of Shmini Atzeres, Shneyam Rishonim Shal Pesach, and Shneyam Tovim of Shavuos. The Gemara says Rav came to Bavel. He saw they were saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh. So he wanted to stop them. He saw that they weren't saying Halal Shalom. They were saying Chatzi Halal. Therefore, he said, "Oh, Shema Mina Mina Yavesei Bideim," and may he let them continue.
But if it would have been Rosh Chodesh Tevis, then Rav would have known that it's Chanukah. Rav would have had any problem with that. Why is saying Halal Shalom on Rosh Chodesh Tevis? Because Hanukkah. How did you know he said Halal Shalom on Rosh Chodesh Tevis?
That's on the article. Like,
oh. Okay, very good. Okay, now, here's where the fun starts. Zok Taisvis.
What about Pesach night? Rosh night Pesach?
So, first of all, not everyone says with a bracha. Those say with a bracha, Kalel Tzchad Mishchag. So why is that added in the list? That's a good question. Not sure. Now, Zot Taisis has a big discussion about this. Bracha Zidalit and Sukkah and Dalit and Beis. Now, where Taisis has a discussion like this. That so we say that on Rosh Chodesh we don't say Halal Shalom, right? Now it's only a minhag because he's right. Maybe Yochid, maybe Tzibur. It's only a minhag, and you know, even though it says Yud Ches Yom Shayoch Goyim Res Halal, it's not from Medayik that the Tzibur is going with the Halal other days even Rosh Chodesh. Means even the Tzibur is not. Okay? Even the Tzibur that says is also not going to Halal on Rosh Chodesh. So now, and the Gemara says a minhag. So the question is, do you make a bracha on a minhag? Okay? Do you make a bracha on a minhag? So the Tzibur brings down to the Machzor Zavitri. The Machzor Zavitri says, since it's only a minhag, Bein B'yach, Bein B'tzibur, it's only a minhag, So now, you don't make a bracha. On Rosh Chodesh, you don't make a bracha now. No liquor as halal. Yeah? Why? Because the Gemara in Sukkah is mevor. You don't make a bracha on a minhag. What's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara has a discussion, the minhag of a Rava. The minhag of a take a shayinis and a shayin Rava. That minhag, is it Takanis Nevi'im, the Gemara says, or minhag Nevi'im? Machlokes. And Rashi says, what's not the meaning? If it's Takanis Nevi'im or minhag Nevi'im? Says Rashi, the first guy a bracha. If it's the Takan, you make a bracha. If it's a minhag, you don't make a bracha. So now, here it's a very important question. Why is it that on a minhag you don't make a bracha? So Tarsus learns, the pshat is, because there's a problem with Tzivanu. You can't say, Hashem, the children, Tarsus is fun, look at his halal or his chaydish, it's only a minhag. It's not a chiyuv. There's no Tzivanu. It's a minhag. There's no Tzivanu. Okay, we'll see soon, Mr. Hashem, but the Rambam can't learn that way. Okay? Because the way the Rambam explains how Tzivanu works by the Rabbanans, the Rambam can't learn that there's a problem by minhag.
Are there times that Yechidim make challah?
What?
Yachid? Yeah.
18 times, 21 times.
Yeah. No, I mean, or a Tzibur for miracle happened to them.
They say challah?
No.
That's
where they get the
time. Would that be a gezer of shalabicha?
What?
I'm saying shalabicha. This is definitely under minhag. Is definitely under shalabicha.
I don't know if it's definite, but definitely
chayv minhag shalabicha.
I'm saying it's chid raisa.
It's not like
sasser. Ask your question. Is it chid raisa do minhag? He's saying it's definitely in shalabicha.
Shalabicha.
He's saying it's chid raisa. That's what you're saying. It's definitely b'chal shalom. You're saying chid raisa. That's what you're saying. You don't want to say that, but that's what you're saying.
It's a good idea. It's good advice.
Oh, it's a good idea. It's a good advice. Therefore, okay, fine. It's good advice. You don't say it's one. Good advice. Say it. Fine. If you say it's good advice, then you don't say it's one. Good advice. Now, Rabbi Tam argues. He says, no, you could make a bracha on halavir shchaydesh. Why? Ah, the Gemara says by Rava, you don't make a bracha because it's only a minhag. Rashi says, he says there's no raya. Why? Because that's only tiltu ba'alma. A Rava is tami, taking a Rava, you're shaking the Rava, it's tiltu ba'alma. Mashenkei. If you don't make a bracha. But, on halal, you do make a bracha. It means a raya, what?
How's it nice of the rest of the year?
So first he's like this. It's just what Rabbi Tam says, I quote it later, that Rabbi Tam says, just like by your on Kriyas HaTaira, right? On Kriyas HaTaira, we do say, Kriyas and Halal like Gar Mikari Betaira. The Chvas Ashkan, yeah? Gar Mikari Betaira. What? What's that? Gar Mikari Betaira. We'll explain it soon, okay? Gar Mikari Betaira. Now, he says, Bizarai also, Nyot of Shani Shagaliyas. Nyot of Shani Shagaliyas, we make brachas, right? Now, what's the Shairish of the Chiv to keep Nyot of Shani? Today, that Bekim, Bekvid, Yarecha, why do we keep Yom Tov Sheni? What does the Gemara based up Talib and Beis say? Hizaru, B'minuk HaVaseichem, Yedeichem. It's a minuk. That's why it's the gay, some go from Eretz Yisrael, the Chutzlars, and vice versa. We say it's totally the Dinei Menhagim. That Nois L'chum Mimokim, Shiyatzi M'sham, L'chum Mimokim, Shalak L'sham. Does it together in a minute? So Meila, but still, Zakta Rand Tam, we see we make brachas on the Yom Tov Sheni. No. Aye, Rosh Hashanah. No, it's not. Says that Derech. We all say it's not the Shachas. Shachas do Shachas.
From the Hashanah,
you should
see that.
Shachas
is not just
a minute. The Mars is a minute, I don't know what you want. The Mars is a minute.
Shana is the
Raisa. Now, Taisvis. Shana is 2 days of Raisa? Really?
It's not?
No.
So
why should Rosh Hashanah be day after Yom
Tov? So they keep one day?
What?
And so they keep one day Rosh
Hashanah? No, keep a day.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because in Rosh Hashanah, even in Israel, they didn't know. The whole Israel didn't know what Rosh Hashanah was.
Why?
What?
Why?
Why? Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. It takes time to put it. They didn't have email, they didn't have texting, they didn't have.
So nowadays it's
only Nimash?
What?
Nowadays
it's only
Nimash. No, it's Kedushah, it's more Chomes, let's see. Okay. It's a Rabbanan though. Now, the Taisv is. She says, no, what's the Rabban Tam's Raya? From Shnei Yom Tam Shor Shana, from Shnei Yom Tam Shadaliyais. Over there he says, again, what's the problem of making Bracha in the middle? There's no Mitzibanu. On Yom Tif, where's there Mitzibanu? Kiddush, davening, there's no tzivanu. You saying Kiddush, no tzivanu. You davening, Yom Tov davening, there's no tzivanu. So what's the problem? Shenkin, you say, Shenkin, Shem, says tzivanu. Look at this, hello, there's a problem. Okay? Eyes of Taisus, but Kiyah Shafer, on Yom Tov Shenkin, Shor Hashana. So Taisus, Hanu, Takanta, Ninu. It's more common, you see, it's Kusha Achas. There's not just Tam and Minut. There, the machnet kusha achas. Difference is it's a takana. It's not just a minhag. Okay. What?
By the whole of Rosh Hashanah.
2 days Rosh Hashanah. Okay, it's kusha achas. Now, because sometimes they had it twice, depending on when they came. Now, chayra taisa pel. I don't know why everyone's not jumping up over there. Taisa says no pesivanu when you change your goals. Because kid is not tzivanu kiddush. What about alchilas matzah, alchilas marar, alchilas lulav? What? What?
Then that should apply to kiddush.
What?
It's still that yom tov.
Again, we eat matzah chol hamoed. Do you make a bracha?
Yes.
Do you make? It's bad. It's bracha batala. You make a bracha achilas matzah on chol hamoed. It's bracha batala. It's bad. Okay. Even if you're the going that says that there's a mitzvah kiyum achilas matzah kol shiva, ayin mistei chemed, and he was mesupik. What about to make a bracha not? And he wrote letters to all the gedolim of his time. And if I remember correctly, this, the general consensus was even if you're the going, there's no bracha. Okay. They have to understand why. It's humans, whatever. What about Nashim? Why is it a Nashim? I am not a Simayad. Anyway, So the is a power. So I really fooled you. You should. Lula is not a problem. Why? Because the Chidra Bonne take Lula, or is Chidra Bonne take Lula? But what about Achilles Matzah and Achilles Mara? What?
Two star? You
matzah both star? How
do
you make a
bracha?
You don't make
a bracha
matzah second
night?
Matzah
tomorrow? You start and
don't. What?
Say to keep Yom Tov Sheni.
The Gemara says the minute. Right? Tom says the minute. So is it a mitzvah rabban? What do you mean by that? The Gemara says the minute. That is the question. That was Tom's question. He says. Even you write in Tosfos says you write that it's a minhag, but there's no mitzivanu. So Frech Duran, and Rebbe Feiger, the Chayra, what's going on over here? What happened to Achilas Matzah and Achilas Marah? Okay, this what's the house of Tosfos on the Brent Town? Where's Takapella? So the Duran himself answers. So Duran slugs up Tosfos upslug Tosfos. He slugs up Tosfos upslug of Rebbe Tam's Raya, but still the Ran says that there's no Raya anyway from Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis, because Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis is not just a minhag, it's takana. And so even though it was based on a minhag, since the Gemara Beitza says he's Zaru but minhag avasechem yideichem, so Chazal are saying their Chazal are being kaveya, it's takana based on a minhag. So it's not just the minute.
So maybe he doesn't like a man times raya anyway. But the way Tais is, the is a problem. Now, it's very interesting. What? I didn't say Kedushachas. They kept it the same. No, they kept it the same way it was. Just like then, it was a suffix, and therefore, Beit Shnol Bezeh is Mutter Bezeh. They kept the same thing. Narvot, but it was that kana to go to keep the middle. That's what the Ran wants to say. Now,
so why is that you go back and forth?
What? What?
You go back and forth there.
No.
So yeah,
Rebbe says within a minute. Vidaran's takanas, he shouldn't have that. No, but again, takana wants to keep a minute, so maybe it keeps the flavor of the minute. Maybe he can have that also. That's okay, not just a good point, maybe, I'm not sure. Now, Dveg himself wants to answer for Tais a pellet, right? He says, oh, there's no Tzivanu. Shaifer is a problem. Right? So what's going on over here? Pella, how do you read the words? So Fagan wants to say, like, two words. He says, maybe it's different than Al and Lim. Meaning we have some of those brachas, Al Chilas Matzah, Al Chilas Mara, and our servants is Lutkaya Mishayfer. Mishmaya Kal Shayfer, depending on the Shayna. Yeah, we do a little Hadig Nashal Hanukkah. Right, so we start. Sometimes we have brachas lit. Sometimes it's out.
It's just a technical problem if it's in the future or not. You want to say that?
Some mitzvahs are al and some are lit. And exactly what's when you say al, when you say lit, it's a huge discussion in Rishayim in Ikim Soch and Abzayin, and it's one of those sugyas where you never get out of it because there's always an exception, and there's, you know. Exception to the exceptions, and you know, it's one of those sugi where the klal is really just some whole pratim. It's a difficult sugi, but anyway, some Kreger, maybe it's the chalup. What's the chalup? What's the svar? How does that answer the question? Well, why the gabe al we say even though it's a minug, it's not a problem. You can make a bracha al chilas matzah. Yeah, we can't make a bracha of the shmaya kol shayfer, and that only because there is a tekana. What's the difference? Because you're not doing anything b'chal. You're not doing sana mitzvah b'chal. You have no mitzvah, nothing. The question is, so what is the svar anyway? Before, what's the svar? So I think I picked up and see his question that he understands that this, what's the svar in Feger? That al is the more general bracha. Right, you make Hashem Gisham Zayin Zvonu Al Chilas Matzah. So even though you're on the second day of Yom Tov, we can make a bracha. We were mitzvah Al Chilas Matzah. Not now, yesterday. Now it's just a minute. So I'm making the bracha.
What about on Sukkos? Can I say Al Chilas Matzah?
That's what Chayin Sukkos is. Make this bracha 5 days later. Also, I'm saying it. When you say Le Hadig Nashal Hanukkah, that implies more the future. What I'm doing now. It's not a general bracha on the mitzvah. It's lit, hardly. I was going to stop it to do this. To do this sounds like to do this now. Has that connotation. So, maybe that's the difference. It's up to Rikvega. Between Al Chilas Matzah and the Shmaya Kol Shayfer. Maybe that's why Teresa says there's no Tzivanu, there's no problem with Tzivanu on Pesach, on Yom Tovsheni, and therefore there's no Raya that you can make a bracha on a minnow. Someone had a question there before?
We like
candle on. Do my Adlokas Neris. Lahadik Nershal Shabbos. Lahad Nersh Yom Tov. Kasha. What do you do about Lahad Nersh Yom Tov? Lahadik Nersh Yom Tov.
Why?
What? Why is what?
How?
I don't care what the Rough and Hollow is.
Why?
I'm a Shanet. You're missing the point. Kreger is explaining Taisus. If my time would arrive from Yom Tovsheni, just like Yom Tovsheni is a minute, you make a bracha, so to Hal is a minute, you make a bracha. Kreger said that Taisus says, what do you mean? On Yom Tovsheni there's no Tzivanu. So Kreger, what do you mean there is a Tzivanu? Al? Huh? al achilas matzah. There is a tzivanu. So okay again. So no, there is al. So it's less of a problem than tzivanu. That's why Taisa says no raya b'mem b'sheni. Now, so Taisa says you don't make a bracha on hal. Can't say the tzivanu. Licorice, you can't say licorice hal. Because it's lif. If the bracha on hal was al kriyas hal, then you can make the bracha. The Taisa wouldn't have had a problem if you're fake. But now, she's going to ask a good question. What do you do with the hatlik? Now, oh, many times is another raya. They make a bracha because the Gemara brachas vidal is misupik. Whether there's an issa to mafsik in the middle of halal, it's like Krishna that you know shoylim. Meshivin, Yira, Kavid, the whole mess, Tamchagas Tanayim. Does that apply to Halal as well? The Gemara's Masorah. If you tell me you're not making a bracha, then what's the problem with Mafsik? You're saying Masorah Mavtilah. What's the problem with Mafsik? Zabderan. Hare, the bracha is not Makab the Krishna. There's a very interesting discussion over here between the Machaita, the Rikov, and the Ran, and the Ben Tam. I'm not really sure what exactly is the lumbus over there. I couldn't get a handle on this. The Rantam says, if you're not making a bracha, there's no shalat of mafsik. Says the Ran, what do you mean? The bracha is not makif Krishna. Yeah? And yet, by Krishna, you can't be mafsik. And the Ran assumes the Mishnah that says, when you lie to be mafsik by Krishna, right? Sheila, Meshav, Kob, and Yira, that applies even if you didn't make a bracha. Because Hari bracha is not makif Krishna. So, Elamai. So Melu, even by halal, you know you're not making a bracha. It's still shayach to have a shayal of hefzik. So there's also a bracha. What do you want? There's a bracha before and a bracha after. The Rebbein Tam understands that kilo is a problem because you're making a bracha and you didn't finish the mitzvah is a problem. The Ran says, what do you mean? There's no issue to talk. Once you start doing the mitzvah, the bracha was chal, you're allowed to talk. the Ram is still in the town. The problem is, it's a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. But once you started talking,
so you mean. Halacha. What's
the difference?
It's not going on.
But obviously, the Ram understands that the Bich Shach makes it worse. Bich Shach is worse. Because the Bich Shach is worse than the mitzvah? There's more problem with hefsek?
No.
Okay, but the Rabban Tam is still saying the problem is the bracha. The Ran says, even if you want to say that bracha shach is like bracha mitzvah, even by bracha mitzvah, once you start doing the mitzvah, you want to talk. And this that we say, you don't talk by because chametz, it's only that maker, the guy spoke out, he doesn't make another bracha. Why? Because he started the mitzvah already, says the Ran. Elmai, we don't talk this time, you shouldn't keep your mind on the bedikah. It's not a problem of hefzik. Now, So that's an interesting discussion over here. What exactly is the problem of talking in the middle of Krishma, in the middle of Halal, in the middle of Zimrat? Is it not because of the bracha? I always thought it was because of the bracha. This round was a chiddush to me. Even there's no bracha, still is an issue. Right. Now, with the Rambam. Now, the Rambam. Rama Paskins. Rama has a third sheet. The Rama Paskins. Yach doesn't say halal b'chal. Tzibra says halal without a bracha. Until that two sheets that we had, both of them say that both Yach and Tzibra say shalom is it both with a bracha without a bracha. The Rambam, Yach doesn't say it at all, and Tzibra says it without a bracha. Okay, forget about where he comes from. Now the Rambam says again. Says list the number of places we say halal shalom. He says, except for Rosh Chodesh, because he says it's a minig v'ani mitzvah. A minig zeh b'tzibur, who? Therefore, it's a dealer. Now, Lod Raivin, Kedarka, zeh enoi klum. And he refers to what he writes in Hilchos Brachos Paraget Aleph, and there the Ram says, again, kol lov shul minog, imaz minig nevim, kentil zarova, shi shochad, ein zarech laim ha minig hachamim, Hal Rosh Chodesh and Chodesh Shemayid, That's a sepish by itself, which we're not going to go into. Hallel of Pesach, which is Chetzi Hallel, is that connected with the issue of Bracha, Barish Chaydish, does that apply to Hallel of Pesach? Chalmoy Pesach, say Bracha? Oh, even then also? That's Mechol Yizushan. That's the Rambam. Okay, Rambam puts them all together. It's interesting that the Ramban and the Ra'avid, in a Katsa al Katsa, one holds that by Mishkayish you do Chalmoy Pesach not, one holds Chalmoy Pesach you do and Mishkayish not. But that's not our discussion of Chalm. Okay? Now, so Rambam says you don't make a Bracha in a minute. So now, Zot the Biskarov, Harei, the Rambam says, how do you make a bracha shekel shonu mitzvahis mitzvahnu lahadim ne'ashal chanukah? It's mitzvahnu, heichan tzivahnu, where's the tzivah? Says the Rambam, because it says lois aser. Right? Now, says the Rambam, when we say the bracha shekel shonu mitzvahis mitzvahnu lahadim ne'ashal chanukah, what are we saying in these words? Says the Rambam, shekel shonu mitzvahis of Shek Lishon Mitzvaysav, where Shetziva Behem Lishmaya Me'elu Shetzivanu. Shek Lishon Mitzvaysav Mitzvaysav Vitzivanu. Where Vitzivanu? Tzivanu to listen to those that told us to do this. Pahat Neshel Chanukah. Elikris Megillah B'chul. So it means we put the Lissos into the Vitzivanu. Now, Prekta Biskurov of Baam Kash. If he's there, how can you make a bracha in a minute? The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim says that Vaisasa is kind of three things. Things that have the Kabbalah, things that you don't need this, Takanas, Gzeris, and Minhagim. It means Minhagim or Nichlan Vaisasa for the Rambam. A minute that Chazal or Kabeya is Nichlan Vaisasa. Sim Kane, the same way you can make Vitzivanu Lad Nechel Chanukah, because Zivanu means Zivanu Vaisasa. So then, why can't you make a bracha in a minute? Mitzivanu, there's the problem with Mitzivanu. Correct, with Sirov, if you're the Rambam, Mitzivanu is not a problem. Why is Mitzivanu a problem? Why is Mitzivanu a problem? Just like by the Rabbanah is not a problem, by Minhag is also not a problem. The Minhag is also in the Chalom Esos. Is that correct with Sirov, a bomb kash? Elamai Zok Sirov, it's Mucha. That the Rambam has a different understanding of the Taisis, why to make a bracha on a minhag. And that is because where Biskrov says the Nusach, the minhag is not a mitzvah. The brachas that we're masakin are mitzvahs, not a minhagim. That's the Duke Lashon Rambam. Rambam's Kriyas Halal is minhag ve'ein a mitzvah. Right? So Mela.
Why in the
Rambam? So the Mela, even though the problem is not technically Mitzivanu, the problem is it's not a mitzvah, it's a minhag. It's a different gather. It's a gather of a minhag. And a minhag is no bracha. The Mela, who there is Chayit, Shodim, and anywhere else.
Why in the Rambam is minhag Yadir?
Just is. Any minhag, that's the Nichlan Lasas. You want to wear, you have a problem with that? Anything that Chazal said, whether you have the same kash and gezer also, or gezer is less lesser? Why don't we ask a minute? Takana?
Because
who
said the
Chacham
did it? It's a minute.
That's why I was mocked them, and I said, I'm trying to bavar your question. I said, minute the Chazal were kaveh. Not necessarily, not the minute, not the ikabrach, because that obviously Chazal were kaveh. Right? So that minute is no less lesser. Okay? So a minute, Chazal Kaveya, like Yantar Shani, Chazal Kaveya, he's up, and you're saying, Midecha. Right? So that's a minute, Chazal Kaveya. Now, So, Lefi Zed, the Biskrov, wants to answer Ben and Tam. Because Ben and Tam, Ben and Tam will write, make a bracha, yeah, and Ben and Tam was Machalik. Between Arava and Hala. Arava was Tilta Ba'alma. What's the Sfar as Tilta Ba'alma? Right? First of all, someone asked me Kasha, when it's Tilta Ba'alma, so how can we make a bracha on Tilas Lulav called Shiva? Right? It's also Tilta Ba'alma, the Gemara says. And that may not fix. So what's the why I think about it? It's not Makasha, Pala, I don't know the parents. Fine. You're not answering the question.
Aren't the shaking
also
part of the...
But it's still only told the Malam. You tell me that the weakness is that it's still the Malam.
Well, that's
the
shaking. The
Mitzvah
is also the
shaking.
Why is there a Bach? No?
What?
Isn't
there
a Mitzvah
to shake as well? It's not still the Malam. It's not a Mitzvah. It's not a Haka.
Nanu?
So what's it still the Malam? It says Miskarov, what the Rintam means is it's not a mitzvah, it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's not till the Malam. Yeah? Mashen Kain, Halal, right? Halal is a ma'aseh mitzvah. All right, we say Halal other times, right? Comes in, someone's in their eyes, Halal is a mitzvah. Even their bonalis, it's a mitzvah. But here it's just tiltal, it's not a mitzvah. Now, that's what he wants to shot in the Marin Town. And with this he wants to explain also where Marin Town is Medama to Kriya Satira. It's just like by Kriya Satira. You can say Brach and Halal just like by Kriya Satira. What does he want from Kriya Satira? What do you want from Kriya Satira? What does Kriya Satira have to do with Kriya Halal? Just because today Shira, they're both together. What's the real connection between Kriya Halal and Kriya Satira? That's what I said before, that it was a connection. So he says, because he wants to show that Kriya is, it's a mitzvah. It's Kriya Satira is a mitzvah, it's also a mitzvah. The truth of the matter is, I mean, the Rambam, I think he grows 100% right, I think he's my Eskama. The Rambam said, it's a minhag like mitzvah, and it's gorgeous to the Torah in the Rambam. But in Marin Tam, I think the nusach is a little different. So you look at the Lashon of Marin Tam, and Marin Tam says, even lafta kanei elam and hagel loy chashiva lemikvah labracha. Yeah, and when he said it was a tilta ba'alma, yeah. So he's saying it's not chashiv enough. It's not a ma'isa chashuva that would warrant a bracha. And he says mashen kein behalo. Yeah, he said behalo. We see you have kriyas atayra. Right, mean to have a kriyas atayra. We see that Chazal made a bracha on Kriya Satira. So you see that it is a ma'aseh chashuva, even though it's only dibur. It's still a ma'aseh chashuva that would warrant that they can make a bracha on it. So me'lu adin halo. Adin halo. And that is also with Yantav Sheini. Yantav Sheini also. Because over the Yantav Sheini, there you're doing mitzvahs, right? There you're doing mitzvahs. That's what Mishra also wanted to answer, that you know, it's a mitzvah, right? It's not a minhag. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. That's what you wanted to Mishra answer for Rambam, Yom Sheni, because there's a ma'aseh mitzvah. You know, you're doing the mitzvah of a terrorist minhag, but what you're doing is a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's not a ma'aseh of shaking an arava. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's eating matzah. Yeah? Which is a ma'aseh mitzvah on the first day, so it's a ma'aseh mitzvah. So on the second day, the meaning is to do that mitzvah again. But it's a ma'aseh mitzvah, then you can make a bracha. In the Rantam, I think the Nakuda is different. The Nakuda is showing it that it's a ma'aseh chashuva. It's a ma'aseh chashuva. And therefore, that's where it's talking. It's not talking a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's not where it's chashuva. But that's the Yisrael Biskirab. And with this, he wants to answer also the Abbas Maimini, Mishayim, the Shame and Simcha, that he says what? Yishtel su to Kriya of Megillus. So they don't make a bracha, and I saw they make a bracha. You know, this bracha is not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. This Kosh and Halo can make a bracha. So what does he want from the Chumash Megillus? There it is. Yeah, because he wants to show that it's considered that the Kriya is considered ma'aseh mitzvah. Now, oops. Now, just one point, Mahalacha, very interesting nafkamina that comes out of this whole discussion. Because Shulchan Aruch, it says, Kairin halal bedilo, Bein yachid, bein tzibur. V'yesha imrim, Sh'ad tzibur mevarchin olah bedchilo, Lukas halal, basayka halbucha, V'yachid ein lebarachal. There's a third sheet, we didn't mention the sheet, fourth sheet, that a tzibur makes a bracha, and yachid doesn't make a bracha. We had the Ramas, Mechav, Tzibur, and Yachid, the Tzibur, both of them don't make a bracha, but the Tzibur lands, the Yachid doesn't land Mechav. There's another Shita that in the Yain, I think bracha brings down, that the Tzibur makes a bracha, and the Yachid doesn't. Shita, yeah, first Shita, in the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh, I'm a Tzibur, I'm a Baruch. Where would the Chil be safe? It's going to be a Sardin. That's a Rambam. Chayin Lodim Chalar Yisrael, so just say, In those days, back in the day, at least in Germany, etc., they did make a brach in biyachid. Mechomakim says the Rama, Yizoher Adam Likrais Betzibur. Today, Levarach, all of them Betzibur. Since the Maisim Mechomak is Rishayim, therefore, even though our meaning is to make a brach in biyachid, but still, you should try very hard to make sure to down the tzibur in order to avoid the problem. Now, Zot the Mishnah Berurah, based on this Rama, the Rama says that you should try to do a tzibur in order to be able to make the bracha. So, two halachas that come out of this. One is, if a guy comes late to davening, yeah, and they're up to halal, so what should he do? Should he just daven regular? Or she say halal first and then daven afterwards. Says Mishbui, daven halal first and say halal afterwards. And say halal first and daven afterwards. Why? Because you have problem with chash bracha. Therefore, you have a tzibba saying halal. Go for it, say halal, then say then daven afterwards. That's why you should say halal tzibba in order to make a bracha. Then Mishbui is an even bigger chiddush. Let's say you're in the middle of psuk of the zimra and it's starting halal. So he says you should say halal in the middle of the zimra with the tzibur. What? Without a bracha. You have the bracha of Baruch Shama. Which? What?
Why is that
a b'chiddush?
Yeah.
Say halal in the middle of the zimra?
Yeah.
I don't know if it means halal b'chiddush. But no, what's even bigger? It's all about kavanah. But no, the chiddush is that the bracha Baruch Shamar is a bracha of halal. That's the chiddush, because it's a bracha of mitzvah. Hashem Gishanu Tzoris V'Tzivanu. Yeah, that's the whole problem. The whole share was the problem with Tzivanu, right? Likrais halal. So as the Mishpuras comes to the Magen Ram and says, you dump halal in the middle of the Zimra, and you have the benefit of a bracha. So I just think now, actually, what if a guy's dying with chidus? So you should also say halal in the middle of the Zimra, you have the benefit of a bracha. Right? So what's the difference that Zimra is saying? Anyway, he's not saying the bracha of the Zimra. He's saying his own newfangled bracha. So if the guy is davening in his room, so also you should say, that's what I'm saying. All right.